Numa l-programm jħor inizjattiva mi għandrot Soppardi, l-lum għanna programm illi u koll jitkellem fċerta sens fuq il-politika soċjali u koll jitkellem fuq iċju soċjali importanti ħafna. Irritinajt illi f'daw l-aħħar snin, dal-aħħar ftit snin kienna żvilup ħafna f'dil iċju, żvilup ħafna f'dik li hija analiżi u diskussjoni u investiment ta' riżorsi, però tibqa' fl-opinjoni tiegħi iċju li xorta għandna ma nagħtux daqshekk importanza liha. Allura ħassejt illi għandi f'dan il-programm nagħtiha l-importanza biex nkun tgħid kontribut żgħir jiena wkoll f'dan il-programm. U llum se nkunu qegħdin niddiskutu d-drittijiet tal-annimali. Fit-terminu wisa tiegħu miha għandi tliet persuni li fl-opinjoni tiegħi huma persuni li ħaqhom rispett enormi għax-xogħol li jagħmlu għaliex kultant li taħdem u tagħti volontarjat tagħmel volontarjat man-nies jiġi apprezzat, ma kultant mal-annimali ikun apprezzat ħafna inqas. U miha għandi tliet persuni għandi lil Barbara Kassartu Reġjani li hija direttur tal-SPCA. Ma Barbara se nkunu qegħdin innużaw il-lingwa Ingliża, ġifieri permettu li jekk kultant naqbżu minn lingwa l-oħra, però Barbara għamlet ħafna żmien toqgħod l-Ingilterra u iktar faċli biex nikkomunikaw b'din il-lingwa. Johan Ketkuti li huwa volunteer u anki ħossieb issues marbutin ma' PR ta' Noah's Ark li hija wieħed mis-sanctuaries li jagħmlu ħafna xogħol għal Malta. U bat għandi u koll li no min tof mill-Happy Pause li jikordina u jimmanġja il-klinik tal-Happy Pause sa' nitkelmu u koll fuq dan il-proġett interessanti jimmin. Sibqa u maħna. Soċjetà sana hija soċjetà li mhux biss titkellem imma waħda li taġixxi qudiem l-sfidi li ħabtu wiċċhom magħhom iċ-ċittadini. Il-programm inizjattiva ser jagħti titwila lejn xi wħud mill-aqdiet non-governattivi u flimkien mal-esperti fil-politika soċjali nippruvaw nifhmu aktar it-tajjeb li qed iseħħ u t-tip li hemm bżonn naraw madwarna. Ħu inizjattiva u segwina. Okej, ħalli nibda b'daqsxejn round ta' orjentament, ħalli insiru nafukom, għan nibda bik li nax inti jgħat iktar, skonsom kolħad viċina għax il-mejda zaħir, ma jgħat eżak faċċata tiegħi. Lino, il-passjoni tiegħek, l-interess tiegħek f'dak li huwa animal welfare, xeru għandu minn fejn ġej. Mhux passjoni biss, qed tagħti servizz enormi.
Naturalment. Dan bdejt il-passjoni tiegħi darba minnhom tajt ma tombru. Mm-hmm. Huwa l-fondatur ta' Happy Pause.
Happy Pause, għan nibdew minn hemm, hija organizzazzjoni internazzjonali.
No, Happy Pause hija organizzazzjoni Maltija. Maltija. Tom Broom u Mike Bakeman huma l-fondaturi tal-Happy Pause. U kienu hawn Malta u ddeċidew li jagħmlu xi ħaġa versus l-annimali. Intqajt magħhom u bdejt ngħin lil Tom Broom. Dana kellu xogħol li jara kif jagħmel il-fondi biex jgħin lill-annimali u fil-fatt fetaħ 5 snin ilu fetaħ żewġ charity shops. L-ewwel fetaħ wieħed San Juan u l-quddiem sena wara fetaħ ieħor San Pawl il-Baħar. Pressa poku is-sistema hija li n-nies ituna l-affarijiet kwalunkwe oġġetti. Inbiħuhom il-ħanut tagħna għandna wieħed San Juan u għed San Pawl il-Baħar, bil-flus li ndaħlu, naqtaw l-ismejjes tal-kera u tal-daw.
Tal-kost, tal-running kost tal-ħanut.
U għed wantajn konna noħorġu vouchers. Vouchers li n-nies min irrit isewi għalġemet issib ħafna nies. Li tema ħafna qtates jew klim. Għana konna ninsistu li daw n-nies najdilhom mhux li titma' biss li jissewi. Ħalli nsolvu l-problema ta' ħafna tal-istress. U bdejna noħorġu sistema ta' vouchers. Fil-fatt, minn tajna ħafna vouchers, kważi nikkalkulaw li ħriġna mal 5,000 voucher. L-għazbur, fuq ġifri medja ta' 5 snin. U wara li rajna li kien hemm speċi problema, issa wasalna fil-fazi li niftħu il-klinik tagħna sabiex naqdu l-innies, speċjalment l-annimal ta' triq iktar aħjar.
Ġiri, il-Happy Pause, kemm nieħdu orientazzjoni, mbagħad nibdew nitkellmu fuq l-issues, imma biex inkunu ċedi wkoll fuq l-NGOs differenti li hawn rappreżentati hawnhekk. Il-Happy Pause l-oġġettiv tagħha huwa li tnaqqas l-istrejs billi tinjuti, jadak u għal-oġġetti
l-organizzazzjoni. Niġbru fondi, sabiex kemm jista' jkun naqsu strejs minn ġo toroq ta' Malta u għawdex ukoll.
Ok, niġu għal iktar issues li nof minn għu ftit ieħor. Johan, inti għadek żagħżugħ u qed tagħmel dan ix-xogħol kollu, I mean minn fejn ġejja dal-interess tiegħek fil-.
Ovvjament mill-imħabba l-klieb hux. Aħna xi erba' snin ilu nfetaħ dan is-santwarju, il-Melliħa, iċċerkawha eżattament.
Iċċerkawha fejn?
Fejn.
Biex anke nfhemu n-nies.
Rib il-parking tal-Paradise Bay. Mhux il-ħotel, il-Paradise Bay il-bajja.
Ok. Nkun biċċa xogħol biex marru hemm. Int minn fejn minn xi Gudja mbagħad?
Le, mill-Melliħa stess, jiġri. Il-volontiera kważi kollha minn hemmhekk.
Il-forsi għax iktar.
Għalkemm jiġu ħafna nies minn barra jmexxu l-klieb u hekk ġieli. Dan kien hemm Fabio Ciappara li kien ilu biex iwaqqaf dan is-santwarju, però kellu problema tal-art, ma sadax isib biċ-ċart, u meta sab l-art bil-kera. U dan fetaħ is-santwarju. U beda minn ftit klieb. Spiċċajna nospitaw 120 kelb hemmhekk.
Li tittitma.
Titmat natfilhom kuljum, ninnuterjawhom, għax aħna kull kelb hemmhekk neutered. Kif jidħol il-kelb tagħmilu check-up, tivvaksinah, tagħmilu treatment tal-bried u tad-dut ieħor. Mbagħad tittieqpas segwieħ tul ħajtu kollha jekk jiqpa' għalek hemm dan, tittimmedikah u tagħmilu ħajtu faċli kemm jista' jkun. Għalkemm musta jkun komdu daqs kemm ħajkun ġadar. Mbagħad tibda l-biċċa xogħol l-aktar diffiċli għalina li tiħħomja l-klieb. Fortunatament għandna connections tajbin ma' associations il-Ġermanja aħna. U ġieli nsifru xi klieb hemmhekk. Daqqa jiġu daqqa jiġu ma' personali jażlu l-klieb. U ġieli nibagħtulhom informazzjoni fuq il-klieb u ritratti u jażlu l-klieb u joħduhom ġa foster home. Ġifieri ġa ma' familja dar temporanja u mbagħad isibulhom dar għal tul ħajjithom kollha.
Bħal kif taħdem ma' tfal kważi.
Ma' tfal, eżatt.
Kunċett ta' foster home.
Aw Malta laqas idejja ma' ta' din il-ħaġa
ġifieri. Tifosterja kelb.
Jifosterjaw kelb għal ftit żmien sakemm isibulu dar permanenti.
X'kemm qegħdin volontiera Joħan?
Volontiera fissi, forsi għedin 6-7.
Ħidma diffi. Biex jitqasmu,
tindif, medication.
Kemm kantkom klib?
Xi 120.
Il.
Ma nżommux iktar minn 120 għax imbagħad jiġi overcrowded.
U jaqal kwalità.
U ovvjament. U nippruvaw immexxu l-klib kemm jista' jkun.
Ok. Barbara, SPCA is probably the oldest of the all these organizations. Mm-hmm. Is it considered a sanctuary as well?
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. Although things tend to change these days, it was meant as a shelter.
All right.
It was set up 1900, so it's been there 180 years.
Wow.
in a place which is totally unsuitable, in my opinion, now.
Are you still at
in the Bastions,
yeah.
Opposite MEPA.
Okay.
Absolutely, in Floriana. I suppose when it was originally set up, it was okay, because the agreement with the government, because it was started by the RSPCA, it was actually a branch. Mm-hmm. A normal branch of the RSPCA, and there was an agreement with the government that there was obviously a need, because there were strays even in those times, mm-hmm. and a lot more hard up than they are now. There was an agreement for them to pick them up, take them in. Unfortunately, the mentality was different in those days. And they would pick them up after 7 days. If they didn't find a home, they would put them to sleep. Simply because of the size of the place and because of the mentality in those days. Thank goodness things have changed since.
So those aren't.
Sorry.
By the way, SPCA, is it just dogs or is it cats?
No, we have cats as well. Rabbits sometimes, and the odd bird, is it? And whatever happens to
zoo.
Absolutely. We have about 150 cats and dogs, which is a little bit crazy, but, you know, it becomes very difficult thank God, the mentality has changed. But unfortunately, there was such a long time without support because I don't know what the government was giving the SPCA in those days. The papers I have were sort of the last update was in 1981. Mm. Now in 1981, they were paying them enough for two inspectors and I think half the salary of a manager, which was probably okay then. But as you know, in the last 25 years, things have, you know, blown out of... and there's no way that they can possibly run a well, you know, or organizing as you would want to. Mm. And that's really what made me join.
How come? You think, my God,
you know, nothing's been done here, nothing. And then I said, well, where's the SPCA? So I go along there, and these poor people have all the goodwill in the world, struggling like mad. They've got this agreement with the government, so they want to keep it up. But unfortunately, the other side wasn't coming in. But when you're in it, you're so busy and so taken up with animals that you don't think, you know, really the money should be coming in, and this is why I haven't got enough, but we're going to cope somehow or another. So these girls, even though, and Olaf, our great man in there, even though they are being paid, it's minimal. When I first joined, it was way below minimum. But they give so much extra time, so much of their voluntary time. You know, they are amazing. But the fact is, we still don't have enough. We still don't have enough to really run the place as we should. We don't have enough staff. For the whole island to have one chap who goes to pick up is a bit of madness. If you think
what
you could
mean
really
pick up? So he's this person is going around the is it, yeah. This sounds a bit like 101 Dalmatians.
Absolutely. The fact
he goes with the net and
if he needs to, he has his net, he has his catches. The telephone doesn't stop from the moment, you know, in the morning till way after we've left, unfortunately. But people need animals rescued. They need feral animals taken away from a place where they shouldn't be. They need animals to be caught because they are causing problems and biting tourists or whatever. All these people need help. You know, that we have reports constantly about dogs being kept in the wrong place, in a dark garage somewhere, on a roof, in a cage, in the dark. Nobody goes near them for a week. I mean, you know, it's endless.
And it all comes to you.
And, well, a lot of it comes to us. It goes to Noah's Ark too, it goes to Island Sanctuary too. Yeah. But we, being the sort of national centre, if you like, because it's always been there.
There's the assumption that sort of SPCA is a government thing.
It's a government thing. This is exactly it. And that's what people say.
But when they are it's really, you know...
Absolutely. The government still gives this minimal grant. So it is. And that's why people say, the government are paying you, so you have to do it. Yeah. I said, I'm sorry, but I only have two hands. You know, we do as much as we possibly can. We don't have, you know, all this is not paid for, no. But we are trying simply for the love of the animals. And a lot of people come and they say, and they expect everything free. Of course, isn't this government? Why everybody expects something which is government to be free? Yeah. I don't know, because I think we need to do our bit as well. It's not all down to the government. So we just try and spread ourselves around. We also have a charity shop. We also have a bookshop to try and get some funds in from somewhere.
And you have your volunteers as well?
We have volunteers. We don't have that many volunteers.
The thing is, people probably... pop in for a bit and
they have a look and see. Noah's Ark is lucky in the way that he's in the countryside, so people come and take a dog for a walk, and that's great. People do come and take dogs for a walk, but it's literally around, you know,
risking your life,
park and ride, and going around. I mean, at least they're getting a bit of fresh air, but it's not great fun. In other words, so we have that disadvantage, you know. And then a lot of people also say, well, they employ staff, so they don't need more. In fact, we do, because, you know, as Johan told you, you know, we've got another 150 animals. They all need cleaning twice a day. They all need feeding twice a day.
Medication.
You know, medication, everything, you know, and the telephone never stops. And poor old Miriam's, you know, at her wit's end, trying to deal with people walking through the door, and the staff wanting something else, and the telephone doesn't stop ringing, and you think,
poor woman.
You think you're crazy, so. But that's what we do.
Okay, I mean, Lino, hemm issue li jinkurjużani ftit. Nitkellmu fuq human rights. Qed ngħid Lino, I mean, imma nitkellmu fuq drittijiet tal-annimali. Meta t-tinjur ter jannimal? Dak mhuwiex in a way ngħidu hekk qed neħħi dritt tal-annimal. X'taħsu?
Naso, that is solve a problem. You're solving a problem.
I think you have to look at it that we're responsible for these animals. We're the ones who brought them here. We're the ones who tame them. We're the ones who want them to come and live with us. So I think, I mean, like children, I mean, you're responsible. You have to direct them in the right place. It's all very well to say, is it cruel? But actually, it's been proven that animals that are neutered are much healthier. Mm. They're much less likely to develop certain diseases and cancers and things. And the other side of it is that there are, the fact is that there are just too many around. Now, if there was a home for each and every one of them, it wouldn't matter. But there is not. And that's exactly why we're in the state that we're in.
Kieku kolħat ikun responsabli għal pet tiegħu biex jitilqu fit-triq, ma jkunx hemm bżonn newtering. X'hekk inti jekk tiżżomm kelb ma tinnewterjax id-dar. Jekk iżżomm mhu toħorġu fuq iċ-ċinga dak mhux se jagħmel ħsara. Fit-triq, fit-triq kelba speċjalment mhix newtered. F'għaxar snin tista' ssarraf lek f'mit kelb din.
Mill-inqas. Naħseb wara
tatas iktar għax jagħmlu darbtemp f'sena jistgħu jagħmlu.
Kollha qattu se jkollha erba, tnejn minnhom jinsertaw females, jerġa' jkollhom erba' u jibqgħu għaddej.
X'qed ngħidu l-proporzjon tal-problema u hekk I mean.
Hija kbira ħafna naħseb.
Jiġri ikkomparata ma' pajjiżi oħra jew qed naraw biss.
Ma' pajjiżi oħra skontx pajjiżi. M'aħniex qegħdin fl-aħħar fil-lista mhux qegħdin fuq qudiem naħseb bħala.
I think people
have
a
big
problem.
The
problem, we have a big problem. Għax fil-fatt meta Barbara tista' forsi tgħid meta għamlu survey. Jista' bniedem indika kemm hawn bda biex ħafna kolonji ta' tatis. Klieb jiġġerew minn ħwala.
A lot of the problem, you know, came from what we found in the survey is that.
What survey?
Sorry, you don't know. I'll show it to you. We sent a survey around the whole of Malta.
Okay.
And we got, okay, you might think it's a drop in the ocean, but we had 7,500 answers, which isn't
which is
bad.
Which quite a good sample. I mean,
absolutely.
In America, to do the polls, they just do it with 1,500 people, so and they get a good indication.
So sampling-wise,
it's fine.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was and very interesting. And the amount of people that really poured out their soul and wrote letters, and it's wonderful to go through. But the fact is that most of the animals in people's homes came from the street, which was amazing, which means that, yes, we are a Christian society, and we are a caring society, and we see something that needs fixing, and we fix it. But unfortunately, that's not really where people should get their animals from, because then the attitude is, well, I've saved it, I've given it a home, I've put it on the roof. That actually isn't the right way to do it.
Sometimes it's worse.
But without realizing what a quality of life that animal should have. It needs the five freedoms. This is the thing, okay? This is the five freedoms. They need freedom from hunger and thirst, freedom from discomfort, freedom from pain, injury, disease. They need to express their normal animal behavior. That's important. They need freedom from fear and distress. Now, people love them, but don't maybe respect them, don't give them the respect that they deserve. The quality of life needs to be higher. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to think about. Animals are thought of as sweet to have around for the time, and when you don't need them, then they're out. And if it's got puppies and kittens that you don't need, then you either drown them, you dump them somewhere.
It still happens
far too much. And unfortunately, we have this society that, that everything in my home is perfect, you know. Mm. Anything I don't want, I throw out in the street, you know. Mm. This is a living animal. This is a God's creature. You have to understand that, you know, they need a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. Now, if, as Johan said, people were more responsible, there wouldn't be the strays in the street. So we have to bring down the population of strays, and it seems to be the only way is by neutering them. It has been proven that culling does not work.
What's culling?
Culling means killing unwanted animals. Mm. Okay? So that, thank God, from other countries.
There was this idea. No,
like they do in Spain. If I'm not wrong,
they
and in Greece,
they have done. Yes. Well, they have, but it was actually in Poland, I think.
Yotlu, Anka in Bulgaria.
That happens because there's not enough done about it, and then they are totally out of control, and that's the only way. They sort of panic.
But ahna aw Malta, isu l-idea li tara kjell baqtus fitri, in a way, it's accettata, oh.
Normali.
Jina tal-qattus, not? Ġiri, kienem koloni jisħa qabel ma bdew tilajn il-postit madwarna.
Accepted.
Accepted.
Sorry.
It's accepted.
Accepted.
No, ġiri, kienem, dil-idea li...
It's accepted at a bad level, because it's accepted that they think, oh, poor cat, I'm going to feed it. The more you feed the cat, the more kittens it's going to produce.
Yes, that's what's happening, actually.
Really, what they should say, okay, you want to feed them, but at the same time, let's get hold of them and neuter them and put them back. That would be helping, really and truly. So that's the problem. Unfortunately, there are too many well-meaning people who have a box and a bag and there's food all over the floor, yes, and they're bothering their neighbors.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's the bad name that they then produce. Yeah. You know, and then people say, I don't want animals, this is terrible. And you can understand them, because maybe you don't want, you know, rats in your front garden because there's been soft food put around. And that's what happens. Mm. And that is actually putting the animals in danger rather than helping them. Because then people get fed up and they poison them.
Fil-fat, nishti nsemmi li grupp ta' nisa mill-isla, nista nsemmi l-post, daw inaqdu fl-imkien, marru l-kunsil lokali, u bis-saxħa nista ngħid iġifieri liberament bil-vouchers li konna nipprovdu aħna, l-isla kompletament injuterjaw bil-klib, għaw il-qtates u l-klib, jes kien hemm xi erba' klib ukoll. Jifri, anka l-dak li jikun, per eżempju, meta hemm każu jkun hemm neighbor, li ma jħobbx l-annimali, ma jħobbx l-qattus. Jgħidlek għal inqas dawn qed isewu l-qattus, sa jibqgħu tlieta mhux sa jsiru sitta jew seba'.
Allura taw kistgħu jsiru parti mill-komunità f'ċerta sens.
Għaliex le, mhux postom.
Absolutely.
Kemm jiswa neutering?
Fil-preżent 40 jekk mhux iktar sar. Iktar għalfat naħseb.
Female iktar.
Female iktar, għax hemm differenza bejn male.
Biegħu ħafna fil-minħujin.
Dażgur irdu naqfu ħafna fil-fatt il-kontijiet li nħallsu l-veterinari.
Ma se tiġbor l-qattus iżommu x'imkienu.
Dażgur dak għandu. No, no, aħna klinik, mhux suppost inżommu recovery fil-klinik. Dawna, l-ewwel ħaġa ssib nies li jkunu dedikati u jħobbu l-annimal. Jaqbdu l-qattus jekk ikun. Raġel mod għax tista' tħallih 24 hours mhux se ngħidlek l-istess gaġġa ma tista' u titilqu l-għada. Imma l-mara peress li jiftħuha u normali bl-istiċis dejjem għandek 60-70 tim recovery.
Fil-fatt il-gvern għandu f'moħħu jibni faċilità ġenerali propju għar-recovering ta' dan l-annimali.
It isn't meant for those, but hopefully it might be used for them.
At first, it's meant for recovering. Then, later...
Sorry, Barbara. Kem niċċara ftit hawnhekk? Jiena ħatni għandu alsation li jħobbu dan kollu insomma u jagħtih id-dried food. Meta beda jsemmi lil costs huma fenomenali. u tabib u l-medication u daqqaralu dan u daqqal send fly u daqqaġa
dan. Normal bħal-bnid.
Min fejġi bu da' risorsi?
Fundraising u benefattori.
Għalint kom tijdu, tijdu għasib l-annimali, sibu l-volunteer, t-organizzaw il-kom infusom, tamu l-fundraising. Tmorru,
sibu l-volunteer.
Għanna volunteera.
Tijdu għasib il-kelb.
Ġaċeriti xop. Nelli ħastess, fejn is-santwarju. Anzi.
Fejn is-santwarju, lim santwarju, sa taqom jew
ta' santwarju dan Madonna.
Mill-li ħamem li santwarju, jew mill-li għandkom ċeriti xop jemmu korint, kam jgħu. Xie kunu jibija udħaw?
Affarijiet li tuna nis.
Isu bazar?
Bazar, sekkend ħand anka affarijiet ġodda kodba, użati, anka ħwejja ċekonna. Affarijiet ta' d-dar u
vek. Jek tinnota biex inkomplu ma' dak, il-charity shops qed jagħmlu recycling tal-affarijiet ukoll. Jibri kodba. Min jaf kemm il-ktieb?
Għadda
minn idejn. Ħwejjeġ, second hand, ġodda. Jifri, minn kollox
jaġa. Jifri,
hemm is-sistema ta'.
In-nies tista' tmur ġo charity shop.
At least making use of stuff which would otherwise be done.
Where would your charity? You have a charity shop.
We do have a charity shop in Slema, in Tonna Street, a little house in Tonna Street which we're using.
Okay.
And our bookshop is within the SPCA in Floriana.
Okay, so there's actual people can take the books there,
mm-hmm.
And they're.
We do have really good people who regularly come in. Buy the book, go off, bring it back next week, take another one. You know,
they are
great. These are the people that we survive on. You know.
Jixtru u
jivoluntaraw. Il-sajf il-turisti ġili għamlu, għa? Jixtru ktib, jaqrawx, jirġaw iġbuħlu.
Barbara, let me try to be a bit controversial here. But you seem to be able to take it. So the government, I'm being critical in a good way. Is the government taking on responsibility for this? And in what way can the state and the government inject more energy, more, I don't know.
Well,
what do you need to be in a better position than you are in today?
I need to be able to build our new place on Ta'ali. That's what I need. That's why I joined them in the first place. That would be. This is the place that Johan was talking about is different. That is the government's aftercare centre, which will be connected to the emergency animal ambulance.
Okay.
So that the animals that are picked up from the street, you know, that are hurt, will be able to go to a vet. From the vet, they will be taken to the aftercare centre on Ta'ali for them to recover, and then they will go to one of the sanctuaries or shelter. That's a different thing. On that same piece of land, if you like, we hope to build the SPCA National Centre. Okay, now that
land has been given to you.
That land has been promised to us.
Okay.
And we are in the process of finding the funds to start building that.
So you have to find the funds.
So we have to find the funds. The government is helping us a bit, but we still need a lot more help, unfortunately.
We
are going to produce a national fundraising campaign, which is what we have to do, which I think is actually a great thing, because apart from giving us the money to build it, it will raise awareness around the island, and it'll make people, however little they give, will think, I'm putting my money towards our national centre, which is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we have Noah's Ark, we have Island Sanctuary, two wonderful sanctuaries, so that the SPCA can be the main centre for what we're trying to do now, and training and all sorts of things, obviously a much bigger place than we have now. So people will have somewhere to be able to bring their animals to. We will have a clinic as well. But when we come to the older animals who are more difficult to home, but there are actually nothing wrong with them, then Fabio is very happy then to take on those animals. And I can help them in return, if they get a box of puppies, say, right, give them to us. because we can maybe have more people in that area to adopt them. So we'll be able to work together. So that's what we really need. And what we need is education, because all this started from lack of education, if you like.
And egoism.
Sorry?
And egoism.
Egoism as well.
Egoism from people. People are only interested in getting the
pet, absolutely,
forgetting the responsibility in the process.
Yes, this is exactly it. Unfortunately, when the mentality changed, because I talked, as I said in the beginning, that in the beginning SPCA was there to pick up and put down after a week because they didn't know what else to do. Thank God things have changed. Mm-hmm. That's great. But what happened was, because the government of the time didn't support the SPCA, which in those days was the only place, they couldn't cope. The mentality was, no, don't pick him up if he's all right, okay? If he's in distress, I will pick him up and decide then what to do with the help of the vet.
But in the long and in the medium term, it was creating a massive problem.
It was creating a massive problem, and this is exactly it, because there should have been mass education about neutering and about the responsibility of animals, and that was all missing for too many years. Mm. So now it's very difficult to clean up the mess that was made, and that's why we are surrounded by all these strays. Mm.
Lino, dal-aħħar intkom il-lonċajtu proġett rajta fil-website tagħkom irid ngħid li kemm Noah Zark, kemm l-SPCA u kemm tagħkom.
Noah Zark,
SPCA. Happy pause għandkom website informativi ħafna ġifieri tinfakkar in-nies li min interessat jikkontribwixxi jsir jaf iktar ix-xogħol ta' dawn in-nies u possibilment anki jgħinhom b'xi mod jew ieħor jista' jagħmel da billi sempliċement jidħol fil-computer, isib il-Google, jikteb SPCA, jikteb Noah Zark jew jikteb qed ninsa waħda kull darba happy pause u hemmhekk intkom tkunu tistgħu tiġbru l-informazzjoni kollha. Dan-aħħar kellkom proġett interessanti kien qed idher fil-website tagħkom ukoll, il-klinik. X'kien dal-proġett? X'għamiltu? X'inhu l-
Dan wara li konna qed noħorġu kif ħadlek il-vouchers, sistema ta' vouchers, għadna might as well niftħu l-klinik tagħna. U fil-fatt true sponsors, true il-volontieri li għandna fil-ħwienet li jagħmlu mill-aħjar kemm jista' jkun biex jiġbru l-fondi, wasalna biex għaddabna jnejna fuq premises li huwa fejkin bank il-Marsa, l-ex HSBC, il-premises, u wara li.
Għaddaq madux bank.
Madux bank, ilu xie 8 snin, 9 snin malu. U għaddabna jnejna mek, u bdejna nikkonvert.
Albert Town, xek suwa?
Viċin fej, Albert Town, fej qabel ma titħol għal-Power Station.
Ok.
Faċċatem blok bini. U bdejna naħdmu fuq premises kbir, ta' potenzjal qawwi u fil-fatt sa ftit ġimgħat ilu ftaħna l-klinik. Aħna għandna fuq il 500 membru irreġistrati magħna u li huma intitolati li jinnutjerjaw il-klib u l-qtates. Jew sempliċement jidħol membru dak li jkun qed jiena informazzjoni fej jitmax kemm għandu qtates. U aħna min-naħa tagħna niċċekjaw l-ewwel, nimur fuq il-post, naraw li jkun ġenwin, u mbagħad minn hemmhekk nistidnuh biex jiġi fil-klinik tagħna biex jibda jinnuterjaw. Fil-fatt bdejna l-proċess jiġri li ninnuterjaw fil-klinik tagħna.
Għandkom xi proġetti oħrajn jew intkom tiffukaw fuq dal-aspett partikolari li ħafna.
Proġetti hemm ħafna kif. Nixtieq insemmihom u ma tantx qabel insemmihom.
Qal wieħed ieħor.
Kull ma nista' ngħid huwa li at a later stage ħan niffiċinaw is-santwari kollha biex nagħmlu għajzi għalihom u għal xi ħadd ieħor biex ikun jista' jrabbi jew kelb jew qattus. Ħan nagħmlu ilhom iża ħafna il-qoddim biex dak li jkun jitħajjar ir-rabbi kelb u għadd.
Xi ħaġa up your sleeves ġifieri.
No, fimni għadna qed nitkellmu qed nitkellmu wieħed wieħed mal-individwi kollha biex nuru l-proposta tagħna li hija 100% vantaġġuża għal ħaġa għall-annimal għall-kelb u għas-santwari wkoll.
Ok. Jiena dejjem ngħid immur occasion li peress li m'għandi spazju fejn żomm annimal u apparti l-ħinijiet tax-xogħol ma jippermettux li jiena nagħtu kumpanija lill-annimal lill-kelb b'mod partikolari għax dejjem xtaqna kelb. Immorru l-Island Sanctuary u nħorġu nagħmluhom il-walks hemmhekk. Apparti li ħarġa sabiħa. Hija bellezza u interessanti ħaġa oħra. L-importanza li tinvesti fit-tfal. Din jien ma kontx naf biha. Kont naf li jeżisti l-Island Sanctuary, però li jeżisti dal-post dan kollu tfal saru jafu kien jafu mill-iskola dan kollu. U ħaduna, ħaduna mar saxlok, u ġifi anke għal-familja sabiħ, toħroġ passiġġat, it's a fantastic walk, nimmaġina salim ismen għal-melliħa jien, nimmaġina tal-melliħa għandek dak l-ambjent sabiħ, ġifi, il-nis jistaw dawk ma tagħmel għax ikliex issir taf kelb il-mod il-mod u tibqa' ġiri.
U min ma jistax irabbi kelb id-dar.
Dik
jista' ta' parti stajm. Jmur iżomm dejjem istess kelb jew joħorġu kemm iridu.
Intkom il-kapaċità tagħkom qed tgħid 120 jew meta in-nies u naf li probably tiġi they just lump dogs behind your gates. Ħallu l-klieb hemmhekk. Otelo.
Zommu u jkollu kumbat. F-mija u għaxrin aħna fur il-guideline taħna, mman bat.
Ekko.
Jekk. F-em, aħna jisu kol ġima, jina xina naħħom jaw xie kelb la għalem. Ġifiri. Ma jek natu l-għala. Ta' dak il-kelb jitlu għom soħra.
Jint semmejt ħagġa interessanti ħafna, naħseb kun għadna ufer. Metat, ma naħsibx semmejni għaf il-program, metat il-nis jipreferu għadhom. Irri morru jishtru il-klip.
Nistax nifem għalix.
U mentri fil-Island Sanctuaries u fil-Sanctuaries kolla, il-klip ta' zbeħ ħafna.
Aħna maħniex kontra li bniedem u jishtru Labrador għal-sejx, maħniex kontra il-pure breeds u għek, imma jek bniedem irrit just kelp. U mandu xie razza partikolari preferita tijaw. Aħna ħajru għam jiġu ġada centuries, mux bil-fors ta' għana, ġa centuries uħra, u jihdu kelb minnem. U il-proġett li għandu f-moħu lino għal-futur, jinkoraġġi xie iktar in-nies li jihdu klip mis centuries.
Ok, alright. U għet t-sirja fa'
nishtiq najt, li l-Happy Post huma kollha volontieri. L-ulku bniedem li jitħallas huwa l-veterinarju biss.
Ibqgħu magħna minn hawn ftit sekondi nerġa' nkunu fil-kumpanija ta' xhur. Barbara, is there a culture of people homing cats?
Oh yes.
They do?
Yes, constantly. It's wonderful, thank God. Yeah, kittens and fully grown cats, which are obviously the more difficult. Everybody wants a kitten, everybody wants a sweet little kitten. And these beautiful big cats, you know, that get they are found, left to fend for themselves, or then there are the genuine cases of people moving abroad. Or moving to a different location, or whatever, and they can't cope, or maybe somebody's died,
yes.
And that you can understand. So we do have a fair amount of adult cats, and thank God people are coming in constantly. Same time, people are coming in constantly to dump. So it's one way.
It's an ugly word to use, but probably
it is the word, unfortunately. The word. At least what we need, this is why I said it's education, because if you go abroad, you can take your animal and you explain the situation and you fill in the form and you give them all the information that you know of this animal. So that at least when it comes to rehoming the animal, you have something to say. You know the age, you know the problems, you know the likes and dislikes, etc., etc. Now that is educated. Unfortunately, here it's constantly that there's very rarely is there a day where there isn't a box of puppies outside the door or a dog that is tied to the garage or to the other one. You know, they don't even think enough, so that the poor dog can't even reach to drink the water that they might leave them if you're lucky. But other than that, there was a gentleman not so long ago with an enormous Great Dane, a beautiful Great Dane. And one of our helpers saw him just tying him to the gate. We were open. Why tie him to the gate? Yeah. No, because I can't, and I don't have anyone. We're not talking about the money. We're not, it's your dog. You know, if you can't cope, at least come into the office, tell us the problems, tell us about the dog, so that it gives us a better chance to rehome him, because that's all we're trying to do. Mm. Why? That's a mentality that needs to change. You know, because that's what is so difficult to
cope.
Absolutely.
Ħafna żbox annimal, ma jgħaddix minn trauma għall-kelb.
Annimal għandu l-emozzjonijiet.
Iktar ma tagħmilha miegħu iktar tinduna.
Ħaġa żgħira. Kollu
bordata se jkun.
Ħaġa żgħira.
Proutja u kollox hu.
Nispiċċa mix-xogħol jien kif nidħol mid-dar insib il-kelba u tliet teqta tissistennewni.
Żgur.
Wonderful.
Incredibly. Tamlu xi xogħol ma' studenti? Jo, ma nafx bix-xogħol tagħkom dan kollu tilħuġ il-maġiri.
Aħna mal-SPCA Island Central dak immorru ġal iskejjel, nieħdu kelb ġieli magħna, u nagħlmu tfal fuq il-ħażin kollu li qed isir u l-commitment li fih kelb mhux għax taraħ papi sabiħ tieħdu. Għax ħafna drabi il-ġenituri jagħtu preżent papi. Għax il-tfal jew jaraw film, jew jaraw reklam.
Il-Dalmatian il-Dalmatian huwa kelb li jrid ħafna huwa enerġetiku ħafna, ma tistax poġġi dala ġakaxxa u jibqalek hemmhekk so.
Nurruhom ritratti tal-klieb kif jidħlu fl-imstat ġieli jaslu għandna il-funzjoni tas-sensri nagħmuhom kollox u kif japproċjaw kelb.
Nasab hemmhekk irid isir l-investiment u fit-tfal.
Yes,
unfortunately, I must say that we adults are so we have our way of doing things that we don't think
awareness
to be willing to
do. Awareness
it is, but it needs to be properly structured. We need to have a proper education.
Iġġel it-tfal imorru d-dar. U jgħalmu l-ġenituri tagħhom.
Case in point, case in point jiġifieri li tħallini. Issu ma tħallix it-tfal għandhom ħafna xemmuna.
Children need it desperately because apart from for the animal's sake, for their sake as well, they can learn so much from an animal. But unfortunately it's the older generations that need it really badly as well. As we were in one of the schools. And this little girl turned to us and they said, you know, she said, what do I do when my father hits the dog with the iron rod? Jeez. And you're sort of sitting there and you think, what do I tell her?
Yeah.
You know, these things
her
cannot.
Father's doing this.
Her father's doing this. So if you were to step in there, you're going to get the poor child into trouble. And the dog will probably be hit so much that that'll be the end of him.
Uh-huh.
So that's the difficult part to get to.
It's true.
And that's where we need Andrew enforcement. Uh-huh. Desperately enforcement. We need enforcement.
Very, very quickly, because we're really running out of time, unfortunately. Ma, liġi tal-annimali teżisti li jina, għaw liġi?
Naħseb li hija outdated imma.
Mhux infurzata.
Mhux infurzata.
U outdated bil-kbir. Outdated bil-kbir.
Liġi introduċu liġi ġodda u l-pulizija f'ċerti każi meta jieħdu każ il-qorti jispiċċaw jew warning.
Każ ta' ġlid tan-nimali ta' kbir.
Aw man.
Imma mhux daqshekk frekwenti għal inqas mir-records li jkun hemm għax dan min jaf. Xisir.
Minnaħa tal-pulizija, rapport jihduħ bis-serjetà.
Yes.
Jekk ikun hemm moħqrija tan-nimali u għax aħna għandna esperjenzi
tal-kwalità.
Però ammat meta jieħdu l-każ il-qorti. Ma hemmx bien ieħorox.
This is why we need a special animal enforcement team. It's the only way, Andrew, because the police are up to their neck. You know, they've got a million things to
ALE.
Do. But ALE as well. It's not quite, it isn't...
It's not just
an environment, you know, team. And that's what we need. The law is there. It's a minimal law. As Lino said, it needs
updating.
We actually are doing that because we're spending hours and hours and trying to update this thing and putting it all together because there's the actual act, then there's the owning of a dog, and then there's the sanctuary, and we're trying to put it all together to make it worthwhile. But that, in the end, even after all that trouble, it's not going to be good enough unless we have the enforcement. People need to know what they
got. U l-pulizija, I mean, ma jistax kollhom il-sensitivitajiet fuq kollox,
il-pulizija funzjoni oħra, mandax taqsam kompletament.
Li għandhom sensitivita l-animali xin jien nista'
moħrija nifibha moħrija.
Jien nista' ngħid illi inħobb l-animali, imma ma nibdix ħdejkom, allura bħalkom tiġ xi ħadd anke fil-pulizija li jkollu understanding tal-annimal, l-annimal minn xi xjardi, x'inhu ma l-affarijiet li jrid jinduna bihom, il-behaviors
speċjalizzati. That the green wardens were going to be a step in the right direction because they are in each council. And if only we could have green wardens who had sympathy with animals, we could train them. I have somebody who wants to come to Malta and train them. It would be great. And then we'd have somebody in each locality there and he could say, you know, I've got this dog, he's in our holding pen in our council, can you do something about it? Then fine, but at least you've got, because the island, even though it's small, it's too big to go for each case.
Okay, Mare Hafna, namel daċxie round robin awek. Lino, xantkom, semmejt li ukoll, tamma xantkom, qabel ma nikkonkludu pjanat għal-futur, forsi. Apart minn dak l-affarijiet li semmejt inna fejn jistgħu jikkuntattjawkom.
Aħna l-klinika tagħna qiegħda 41 Crossroad Marsa.
Okej.
Il-telefon tagħna nsemmiħu.
Iva.
212-7127.
Okej.
Jew 792-7127.
Okej.
L-email address huwa info@happypaws.org.mt u l-website ġa semmejta www.happypaws.org.mt. Appell żgħir, jidħlu membri fil-Happy Paws sabiex jien jiterjaw kemm jista' jkun il-fuq ta' testa triq. Is-servizz huwa b'xejn, is-servizz huwa b'xejn, iħallsu darba.
Ma tistax iktar faċli minn hekk.
Daqsxejn will.
Ekku.
U kulħadd jagħmel sejħu.
It's a brilliant.
Johan. Intkom.
Aħna bħalissa għaddejjin fil-modernizzar tal-istruttura bil-flus li taħna għal-gvern qed nużawhom hekk taħna biċ-ċart. Fejn ikkunu se nużawha bħala rann qed indawru weapons u qed nistennew xi siġar li wedna l-Ministru wkoll. Il-pjan tagħna għall-futur huwa pjan li jiswa ħafna flus. Għax aħna nixtiequ is-santwarju tagħna jiġi iktar bħala town tal-klieb. Fejn it-tfal ikunu jistgħu jiġu hemmhekk f'environment nadif.
Aha.
Jkollhom kuntatti mal-klieb u nedukawhom hemmhekk fuq il-post mhux
interessant.
Imma proġett ġa għandna il-virtual sketches tiegħu hekk imma.
Okej. Insomma, l-importanti li jkollok il-pjanijiet.
Però palissa
perswad iktar.
Palissa qed nirranġaw il-faċilità. Tana l-iktar shelter aħjar għal-klieb.
Kif jistgħu jikkontattjawkom Johan?
Aħna number line ma għandniex, jista' jikkontattjana fuq 7973-0900.
Tarġu ta' jdunna?
7973-0900.
Ok. Jiena sirt nafikom tru l-website jiġifieri.
U l-website jiklikja fuq Nova Zarkana żewġ websites.
That's right.
Tista' tidħol tara ritratti tal-klieb tagħna hawnhekk. U kif qed ngħidu qegħdin iċċirkawha, żewġ daħliet l-isfel mid-daħla tat-torri l-aħmar.
Okej.
Tidħol minn hemmhekk u paniża l-matri u mbagħad tara s-santwarju tagħna. Tabelli ma tantx għandna għax kienu qed jorbtu l-klieb mat-tabelli. Ġifier kien nneħħu s-sajns.
Ma somma minn irid isibu se jsibu.
Isib nażgu.
Indikazzjoni tajba ħafna. Barbara. Your immediate plans and
immediate plans. You know the one thing we didn't talk about was the government grant that they did that they have now promised yearly.
Okay, which is important.
Which is important. That's £150,000, €350,000, right?
Okay.
Yearly, yeah. Of which half of that at the moment is going towards the neutering campaign.
Okay.
So far, we've neutered everything in the sanctuaries and shelters. Now the hard work begins, and this is where we need help, because we need to neuter the strays in the street, but we need to do it in areas. like we start off with Meleha and do Meleha, because unless
animals
you
stay in the place, or yes, they travel.
They no. mostly stay in the place. They don't like to move around, and that's why you need to do a confined area, because otherwise you're going to be here forever doing them. So I'm going to run out of time, aren't I? But this is really important. Yes. And the thing is that we need lots of volunteers to help us do this, because unless you do it in a planned way, it's waste of money and waste of time.
Okay. Is it a good idea to give your number, or?
I can give the number of the SPCA, which is in the daily paper anyway. Yes. So don't worry. That's 234431. That's okay. There. And that's it. We have the website, as you know, spcamalta.org. What
else? Nirringrazzjakom, grazie ħafna, nirringrazzja l-semija tagħna.